There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
EXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Yeah!
Pump it up.
37 for the high today. Friday, Friday, Friday. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. My name is Moose. That's the lovely Breezy.
Good morning.
Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away. Men, do not kid yourself in doing this one thing. It might be harder than you think it is. Let's get after it for just 1 second. As we know, breakups are never easy. But it turns out they're actually a lot harder on men than they are on women.
Not shocking at all.
Well, well, they started looking into this. And, you know, breakups are harder on men than they are on women. And it's because guys tend to rely on their partner for most of the emotional support they get. While women also get it from their friends, you know, all those late afternoon brunches you ladies do. You're really great at just saying how you feel and getting things off your chest.
Correct.
Men will go home and just hold it in. Chad, what's wrong, bro? Nothing. I'm fine. Hand me a drink. Some women may not know this, but when guys go through a breakup, sometimes they want nothing more than to just talk about it. It's a true story, believe it or not. But sometimes their pride, their ego gets in the way, so they bottle it up, and then they have a stroke.
Yeah.
That's really what happens.
Guys don't talk.
All I'm saying is it's in 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks until Valentine's Day, guys, so don't trick yourself into thinking a breakup would be easier than buying a half-decent gift. Because studies have found that breakups tend to be harder on men. And the study found that men tend to rely on their romantic partner for more emotional support because, like I said, women get it from their friends, but I tend to agree. I could think of some of these breakups that I've been through, and they are tough.
So it's so crazy because I feel like when a couple breaks up, the man always initially acts fine, and the girl's the one who's devastated at first.
Yeah.
It takes her a couple weeks. Then she chops all of her hair off, gets a whole new wardrobe, switches jobs, moves states, and she's thriving, right? So I think
new phone number.
No, literally, new phone number, new house, new life.
Can I ask
new
something?
Body parts?
In ladies, 585-252-9800. Why do some of you go ahead and chop your hair off like that?
It's honestly, I feel like it's a shedding of dead weight. Honestly,
that's a good way to put it.
Just shed that dead weight. That chapter's closed. I don't want to see, think, or hear about it. And if I'm looking at pictures of myself from back then and right now, I look exactly the same, and there's been no tangible change.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that this dude's off my arm.
Well, here's the thing. You personally, I know you, when you go through a breakup, you won't stop talking about it to the people around you, especially your friends and the people you're closest to.
Not at all.
So you have this opportunity to constantly vent and constantly take the time to heal. And there's a lot of men that just bottle it up. And is it their fault? Sure, I would say it's their fault. Men, they say, are way more lonely. They're more likely to report feeling lonely and sad after a breakup. And because of that, they're not usually the one who instigates it.
Well,
previous studies have found 70% of divorce is initiated by women.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder why.
Because men won't talk about their feelings. I feel like there's like 75% of men aren't in tune with their emotions or feelings. Also, not to mention, I just talked about this the other day with my friend, and her husband was in the other room. I'm like, men are the worst gossips ever. Like, they suck at gossiping. They suck at finding out the tea. Like, a wife will send her husband in to go hang out with his buddies and find out, you know, is she pregnant? Is she fighting? Is his wife pregnant? Is, you know, what's the tea with the mother-in-law situation? And they come back, they're like, meh, it was fine, I guess. You didn't get any information whatsoever. So it kind of carries over when it comes to breakups. They're not talking about substantial things. Are you and you, I mean, I feel like you're the exception, but are you and your friends having like deep, meaningful conversations about life and love and prospering?
There's certain friends of mine. Not all of them.
Right.
But there's a handful of them that are very mature and very wise because they've gone through it, where they could share that advice because they've had those personal experiences themselves.
Right. This person says, it boils down to control. When you're in a long-term relationship, you feel you're at a stable time. When you get broken up with, oftentimes you were blindsided. You feel like you're completely out of control with your life. And one of few things that we can control is our hair, our nails, our clothes. So we're going to do that. That is actually a great point.
Well, it's the same way when it comes to the things around you as well. The same way that women will cut off their hair, fix their nails, do whatever they got to do to feel better about themselves. One way I control things is by what you would call having OCD. If things seem to be spiraling or going through a breakup, what's the first thing you think I'm going to do?
Clean your apartment?
I'm going to clean. I'm going to organize. I'm going to take stuff to Goodwill. You know, in the words of
rot, to be honest.
In the words of Rick Ross, if the chick was game, we would run the train and then send her home on the bus, then forget her name. But now these women be the realest ones. We would cry on her shoulder if we're feeling numb. And those are heartfelt lyrics that say so little, but yet mean so much.
I'm lost.
We need you, ladies. You are our emotional support blanket. And guys, think about your most recent breakup. Was it a crippling experience? Because it depends on if the relationship, if it was toxic or not. Because there have been a couple of times that I said, see ya, and I never looked back. And it was the most exhilarating feeling in the world. But there's also times where it's really, really hard, and it takes a long time. Because you're not really talking to anyone about it.
Yeah. Would love to put this to the test. I see you get in a relationship, date them for a year, and then break up. For the bit. Just so we can figure out
if
this really is true or not. You know? So.
And I remember there's been some really, really tough breakups where it took me a long time.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know what it was. I would really go through it. And then I think if you go through enough of those, you just know what to expect.
It's so bad that you say that, but it is so true. Your first breakup is so hard and you're devastated.
I thought it was the end of the world.
Find love again.
Yeah.
And by your, dare I say, fifth or sixth, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough. But
hey, this was fun.
Yeah.
It's so true.